Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second annual Lone Star Grand Prix. This is our EKN Trackside Live coverage. Rob Howden here with Sabre Cook. Sabre, a long way from Colorado, but good to go racing again. A big win just last weekend at the Challenge of the Americas race in Phoenix, and you find yourself on the streets here at Lockhart, Texas. Brand new go-karts we just talked about, now completely dirty because it's been raining and the track is unbelievably greasy right now.
Yeah, it's definitely not what I expected when I was thinking Texas weather, but it's been quite a little bit damp this morning, but I think it's the sun's coming out, it's finally starting to break, so I think this afternoon in qualifying stuff we'll get a dry track, and tomorrow I don't even know what's going to happen.
Let's just talk about the track itself, because you were here last year. It's one of the reasons why I want to talk to you. They did some work on the racetrack to try to smooth that a little bit. How does it feel compared to the way it was in 2012?
This year, I honestly think it's much better than it was. They've repaved a few things, and I mean, still has a few bumps here and there, but it's definitely better, and I think the event's going to be even better this year. So thanks to Lone Star Grand Prix.
How was the track this morning? Was it unbelievably slick? Obviously, a dirty racetrack, but then when you get the rain on there, it must have been super slick out there.
Yeah, it was pretty slick, but, you know, not any more than what you would expect a street course to be, especially with now add the rain in. So, but it was definitely slick. Got to look out for hay bales and barriers. And just got to be cautious for the first few sessions.
Hey, good luck today and tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
There she is, folks. Sabre Cook, she was here last year and here again this year. Track looks a little better. We like to hear that. And ideally, as she said, we'll get some sun coming out here to be able to have some dry sessions heading into the afternoon.